Welcome back to Balls and Beers, everybody. Your favorite MLS prediction show is back after 1 month of MLS action. Yes, we've already been through a month, and a month is now in the books. We are moving on to week number five. As you all know, if you've listened since week one, we have dug ourselves into a pretty deep hole. Hasn't happened before ever in the previous six seasons. So, did we turn things around in week number four? Before we get to that, Mr. David Arona.
Hi.
Mr. Bobby Lepe.
Hello, everyone.
And I hope Liz Brown. All right, so week number four. Results are in. Winner of week number four. Bobby.
Sit still, because you're cracking out.
You're breaking up a little bit. Yeah, I thought I heard winner of week, whatever. Not Bobby.
Okay.
I think that's what I heard.
Bobby.
You said Bobby.
Bobby won, sort of. Again, 1 month in the books. Nobody has yet to post positive points in a week. Although Bobby has been.
We're just not doing it. This whole season, everything's a whole negative.
It's a race to the wooden spoon. The race to the wooden spoon is on. Bobby got close. He was at minus two. So, that's as close as anybody got. 6-8 record for Bobby.
Snap.
That's pretty good.
No extra double down for Bobby once again. But, he's...
I keep forgetting about the double down in general every week now. If you looked at my picks, I look up every single time we start the show. I look up and I go, "Oh, I didn't do a double down."
Yeah, you didn't do it. All right, second place is David at minus 12. He went 4-10, and bottom of the standings is yours truly 4-10 as well, but minus 14. So the overall standing. Bobby remains at the top at minus 49. So once again, we keep breaking records up through here. Minus 49 through only 4 weeks, guys. We still have 28 to go. I sit in second place with minus 70. Minus 70 through 4 weeks. And David at the bottom of the standings. Minus 73. So,
you guys are close. You guys are close, at least. There's a race for two players, at least.
There's definitely a race for. I mean, it's. We figured if David was ever going to win this game, this is the manner in which he was going to do it. Like, he's going to win, but it's going to be the negative because me and Bobby would have tagged so hard. Yep,
the least, that the least worst. The least worst.
Oh, my goodness.
But here we are. Wow. We are. We're not doing. We're not doing
well, all in all, I'm gonna call this a product of the referees, the replacement refs.
Okay,
this is why Balls and Beers is not working for us.
I want to play freaking Yoshida's reaction about it right now. Did you see the post comments of him that when they ask him about that?
Yep. Oh, and that is exactly how Balls and Beers feels right now.
Yep. That's accurate. I mean, it is. At least for me, I can at least say first to five. It's probably going to be last to six. I'm pretty much in line with what the Galaxy did. You got to five, and then
all right. These are Lewis's Chris Klein era.
Yeah, this is my Chris Klein era going in right now, dude. The Dark Ages has begun for me. All right, guys, let's see if we can finally, at least one of us, get into positive territory for the week, a whole month without it. No confidence at all whatsoever. Here, and obviously rightfully so. All right, David, let's go ahead, crack that beer or whatever you have.
I'm gonna crack it open this time. The voice isolation is off, so let's see if you guys hear it.
There you go.
Yay, there we go.
All right.
A little weird though.
It was little weird.
It doesn't matter.
Like, it sounded like the whole can of the top
popped up. Like the whole circle. Boop.
That's kind of what happened. It stayed on the lid.
All right.
All right, back to voice isolation mode.
All right, so
that should be our forget it. Never mind. Sorry, Lewis. Go. Sorry.
Like our drop.
No, what was that? What do you call ASMR section? Right there. The beer opening. So, yeah. All right, go on.
All right, so let's get into it. Game number one: New England versus Chicago, and
garbage cup right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this is the garbage cup.
It
here.
Is. Don't just say it. It is, Lewis.
Okay,
this
okay.
is a garbage it is. Cup.
It is. There's it is one the garbage
other,
cup.
There's one other team that I think has a shout, or one other match that has a shout, but it's this game.
We're probably looking at, I think we're looking at that, but yeah, this is probably the garbage cup. We'll get this one out of the way. David, we'll go ahead and start with you.
I cannot bet with New England. I don't care that they're home. I don't care that they're playing Chicago. Chicago got the help of the win last week in a wild 4-3 game. I'm going to give this to Chicago. Confidence of one.
It's so funny. I think finally, David has finally given up on New England. He's always given them the benefit of the doubt for a very long time. Yeah, I'm going to give this a draw. Confidence of one.
Well, you know, New England is 0-4. Worst team in the league. Right there with San Jose. And it and ironically, the two other teams that we picked to finish first in their respective conferences. But New England is still currently in the Champions Cup, so there's that. Chicago not in the Champions Cup. Obviously they're not doing great, but I think they're a little bit more competitive than a lot of people would have given them credit for. But also, again, Champions Cup, it has that ripple effect. It doesn't just affect the teams that are playing in the cup. You know, it affects who you're playing in MLS. So now that New England, well, actually, no, they haven't been eliminated. They're actually go on. They're one of the three teams that will continue in that tournament. But there are no games, so I don't know. I'm not sure if New England bounces back or not, but I'm not going to give an 0-4 team the benefit of the doubt here. I kind of don't want to go to Chicago because, well, it's Chicago, and it's a garbage cup. And most of the time, you don't want to pick a winner here. So I'm not picking a winner here. I'm going with a draw. Confidence of two. New York Red Bulls versus Miami. Bobby, who do you got in this game?
They have to be tired. They got to be tired in this game. I think they have the CONCACAF game during this week. Even the rotation, they got to be tired. It's an away game. Red Bulls, even though they suck still, they got to get this. So I'm going to give Red Bulls confidence of two.
I was hanging some hope on the Red Bulls. They've not done much. And I think the way that Miami is playing, even without Messi, Messi's out now due to a hamstring issue. I don't think that's going to be that big of a problem for them here. I think they get the win. I have confidence of three in Miami.
At 11 a.m. away?
At 11 a.m. away. And the only reason I didn't lock it was because it's a champions. It's a Champions Cup week for them.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We're basically waiting for, in a way, which is kind of ironic, for Miami to fall, right?
That's a
beginning break. Of the season.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season, we're kind of like, yeah, Miami is going to be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. I think Bobby had them finishing in first place. Yet all of us are just kind of waiting like old legs. They'll eventually crack. They're eventually going to fall. Luis Suarez can't run anymore, leading the Golden Boot race. You know, no Messi, no problem. They got in their new Argentine playmaker or midfielder. I mean, they should be fine. I kind of wanted to go Miami here as well. New York suffered their first defeat last week against the defending champions on the road. And this after Columbus was playing the Champions Cup. And round Columbus. I'm not sure where to go with this as well. I kind of wanted to go Miami, but then I can kind of see New York doing it. But then I was like, no, not really. I kind of just copped out and went with the draw here, guys. So Balls and Beers Cup, New York versus Miami. Draw, confidence of two.
Okay. Let's see how this goes.
Yep. Charlotte versus Columbus. Bobby, who do you got in this one?
I think Columbus is a stronger team, but for some reason I thought Charlotte home. Advantage, confidence of two.
Yeah, Columbus is doing well, and Charlotte is not. I'm giving this to Columbus, confidence of three.
Columbus, one of the handful of undefeated teams, and they're sitting with 10 points, three victories, one draw, and all this with Champions Cup. So it shows you how good the team is and how deep they are. So I'm going to go ahead and say they continue this this form. There is no Champions Cup this week, so they have a full week's rest. It's against Charlotte, so they – I know it's on the road, but still think that they're the better team. So I agree with Dave here. Columbus, confidence of two. Cincinnati versus NYCFC. David.
NYCFC getting their first win over the weekend. A team that I had, I think I had a locked or double down, right? Against NYCFC, but they got the win. But Cincinnati, I think a strong team. They're playing at home. I'm going to give Cincinnati confidence of five.
Yeah, I really can't see this going any other way. Cincinnati, I'm putting a confidence of four.
So Cincinnati's been eliminated from the Champions Cup as expected. They are also undefeated. They are 2-0-2. They are at home against one of the weaker teams in the Eastern Conference. NYCFC, as David said, got their first victory of the season against Toronto, who apparently were back. Nope. There's a lot of pretenders out there. And I think now that a lot of the teams in Champions Cup have been eliminated and they can now concentrate on MLS, you're probably going to start seeing those pretenders be exactly, you know, be exposed. So NYCFC, however, they're not pretending anything. I think they're just bad. And they're going up against a good Cincinnati side. And they're at home. So I'm going to go ahead and lock Cincinnati, and I'm going to double it. One of these has got to hit, man. Statistically, I got to hit one of these. Let's go with Cincinnati this week. 10. Orlando versus Austin. Dave, talk to me.
This is the other shout that I have for Garbage Cup. Maybe a skip pick. I don't know how you break it down. But Eli Lesser said it in his recent post. Maybe he cursed Orlando. I'm not sure. I know we all had Orlando finishing in the top. And Austin struggling. I see this as nothing but an ugly game. I have a draw, confidence of two.
I get it. But no, Orlando still has to be the better team in this game. At home, I just can't see it any other way. Orlando, confidence of four.
Austin has yet to win a game, yet they've only lost one of them. They have had three draws, and they were against, at least on paper, pretty good teams. Seattle, St. Louis, and Philadelphia. Two of those teams were in Champions Cup during when they played. So, you know, can't really take anything there. And then they got the draw in Seattle, in which, you know, a game in which Seattle absolutely dominated, but the ball was just not going in. Orlando is now eliminated from the Champions Cup. So they can now concentrate on the MLS regular season. Orlando sitting at, you know, near the bottom of the standings, have yet to get a victory as well. I mean, they have to turn this around, right? David, your shout for Garbage Cup. I mean, I think just the fact that Orlando has got some players that you might want to keep an eye on just makes it somewhat interesting. However, we're talking about standings. Yeah, we're talking about the 25th and the 27th team. And if we're going by standings, there's one that's worse. We're going to get to that one. I think Orlando gets back on track here. As I said, they're concentrating on the MLS regular season now. Champions Cup is over for them. They get Austin. They're at home. I think this is a victory here. I'm going to take Orlando, and I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm locking Orlando. I'm going to give them a 5. Toronto versus Atlanta. Bobby.
In any given day, this should be in a complete Atlanta win to me. But I just can't trust them right now. I'm going to put this at a draw with a confidence of 2.
I think Toronto at home maybe gets them back into the win column here. I would normally side with Bobby also, but I'm going to give this to Toronto. Confidence of 2.
This was interesting because Atlanta is, I think, a much better team than Toronto. Toronto, I think they're still pretenders. Atlanta has got their 2-1. Their 2 victories have gone against teams that were in the Champions Cup. So I'm not really sure what to take there. I'm not sure if Atlanta is back or if they're pretenders as of this moment. But I feel that Atlanta's been playing better soccer. So we're going to go ahead and, well, it's hard for me to give the victory here because I don't know what Toronto side is going to show up, if they're going to get lucky or not. And it is a road game, and they're going, not cross-country, but, you know, you're going cross-country vertically. I'm going to give this a draw, confidence of 2. Vancouver versus RSL. This might be a skip pick for me. Dave, what do you say?
I'm going to give this one to Vancouver at home. Confidence in 2.
Yeah, it's kind of a skip pick, but I don't know. I feel like RSL will bring some attacking prowess at home in Vancouver, so I'm going to go with a draw. Confidence in 1.
So Vancouver... 2 road victories, 1 against San Jose, not saying much, and 1 against Dallas. And apparently that may not be saying much, as Dallas has been kind of disappointing me so far this season. And then, of course, the season opener at home and the draw against Charlotte, which was, you know, kind of a shocker. Vancouver returns home, playing against an RSL side that lost their playmaker. I don't think RSL is going to too much here. They lost to Colorado last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. 2 weeks ago, because they're coming off a bye. I'm going to give the edge to the home side here. I'm going to take Vancouver with a confidence of 4. St. Louis versus DC United. Bobby, what do you got in this game?
This one for me is a complete St. Louis win. But I want to ask you guys, I completely forgot to put a double down. Will you let me apply my double down on this game, or is it closed?
It is closed as soon as you give your pick. Or as soon as we stop recording. No. Okay. As soon as we stop recording, that's when it locks. You can use your double down.
Okay, so I already had this as a lock, as a 5 for St. Louis. Yes. I would like to apply a double down.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay. Thank you.
I have the exact same bet. This is a double down for St. Louis. There's no other way to go on this.
There is another way to go on this. St. Louis, one of the undefeated teams, 1-0-3, was part of the Champions Cup, no longer part of the Champions Cup. They're at home. They should have no problem against DC United, who, they're still DC United. I took St. Louis, but for some reason I didn't lock it. I'm not sure why. I'm taking St. Louis here, confidence of 4. Colorado versus Houston. Probably another one of my skip picks. Dave?
Everybody, I very badly wanted to go Colorado just because it seems like they, you know, I think I had faith in them this season that, like, this might be the year that they turn stuff around, and nope, they Colorado all over the place. They did get that. Was it a draw last week? After Kevin Cabral goal, it was a draw, right?
Yeah, against Seattle.
against Seattle. I don't think they have that kind of luck again. I think Houston comes in and gets a win, confidence of three.
I think every called skip pick that Lewis has said, I put a draw on, and here goes another one. A draw, confidence of two.
I've literally only said it one time.
You said it.
This will be three. I said garbage cup. There's the skip pick in Vancouver or so, and now the second.
You said skip New England pick. Was the skip pick as well.
No, I said garbage cup.
All right.
Yeah, I mean it's still Colorado. I'm not really sure what's going on with Seattle, but. When Kevin Cabral scores on you, you're down pretty bad.
That's not fair. He had a good season after us.
Did he?
Yeah.
Like, good by Cabral standards? Or because that's pretty low-hanging fruit there, bro.
No, you know what? No, you're right. I'm thinking Zardes. Never mind.
Wow. Someone went back to 2016. Either way, Houston's the better side. We're going to go with Houston here. They don't have to worry about Champions Cup anymore as they have been eliminated. We're going to take Houston with the road victory here. Confidence of two. LAFC versus Nashville. Dave, what do you got?
Man, it's crazy that I'm doing this for LAFC at home. I don't know what's going on with them right now. And then Nashville, you know, they come in, they're Nashville. I'm going to give this confidence three in the draw.
Yeah. I don't know what earlier Bobby was thinking either, about this game. Why did I have so much confidence in Nashville? I gave Nashville a confidence of two.
Maybe because LAFC hasn't scored in three games. Their one victory came against Seattle in the season opener. And we know that's the way Seattle's been playing. So LAFC has also been underperforming, but they've definitely been underwhelming. Couldn't score against Kansas City at home, and they couldn't score against Minnesota on the road. I do, however, feel like I don't think they're playing horribly. Right now, I think that's a little bit of luck that really isn't on their side, which is, you know, a good thing. They're getting the chances. They're not finishing the chances. They're not getting outplayed, but they're getting scored on, and that's what really matters. At some point, it's kind of fixable. I don't think they're playing horribly. They're just, as I said, they're unlucky right now, and eventually that should even out. They're back at home. They're playing against Nashville. It's a pesky Nashville side, but Nashville's got to go cross country for this. I do believe that they are now officially eliminated from Champions Cup as well, so they can concentrate on this. But again, it's cross country trips. It's a little harder to do. I'm going to make this Balls and Beers Cup number two. I'm taking LAFC for the win here. Confidence of two. Portland versus Philly. Dave, your boys, they're
Yep, I've got no faith in them right now. I'm gonna give this win to Portland at home. Confidence of two.
I just can't give any faith to either of these teams. I'm gonna give with a draw. Confidence of one.
So Portland currently sitting third in the Western Conference, which is kind of a surprise. But again, I mean, it's four games in. You know, this doesn't really mean much. Philadelphia, despite being in Champions Cup and playing some pretty, you know, tough games and getting absolutely shellacked by who was the one did it? Monterrey? No, it wasn't Monterrey. Who was it? Pachuca? It might have been Pachuca. 6-0. They come back to MLS play, ready to begin their season. They're undefeated. You guys know that? They haven't lost. They haven't won, but they haven't lost. So yeah, they're 0-0-3. And they're playing against Portland, who it's you haven't convinced me yet. I'm sorry. You haven't convinced me yet. You beat Colorado. You tied DC at home. You beat NYCFC. And you needed a golazo to do it. And then you faced a Houston side, and you lost there. Although you played a pretty good game. I think it was pretty even. I'm just not sold on Portland yet. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm hesitant on that. But we're going to keep that Philly draw streak going. We're going to go with the draw in this game, confidence of 2. All right. So that other garbage cup, if we're looking at standings, this is the garbage cup. We're talking 26th place versus 28th, one lower than the Austin, Orlando, which is 25 and 27. San Jose versus Seattle.
That's crazy.
Dave. Yeah, it is crazy. Dave.
One team belongs there, the other one doesn't. So sure. when you look at it, I think that the Seattle struggles are I don't know what to make of it, but I have no confidence in them. I also know that San Jose has not won a game, and I don't think that is going to change here. I think this is a draw. I have a confidence of 1.
I continue with my same reasonings of last week. If I keep betting with them, I'll hit it at some point. Seattle, confidence of 2.
I think there's 2 things at play here for Seattle. Number one, maybe their age is starting to show. Talking about Miami, but their IQs are off the chart. You have guys there that are just classes above the entire league. Doesn't really matter how old you are, the IQ doesn't go away. You might start to see some of that in Seattle. Number 2, your new DP De La Vega out with an injury. Your other big like playmaker, like your big X factor, Joao Paulo, out with an injury. It's surprising, but at the same time, it kind of makes sense in a way. Right now, Seattle's down. I thought they could beat Austin. I thought they could beat Colorado. I was wrong. Fine. Then you ain't beating San Jose either. I'm going to take the draw here. Confidence of 2.
Sorry. Isn't Christian Roldan also out? He's kind of like a workhorse, actually. Right? I thought I heard that he was out also.
No, so he's
in there?
He's
played. Okay.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah, he's in there. All right. And finally, guys, our last game. There's actually only 13 games this week. There's usually 14. So 3 teams must have buys. But our last game, as always, our Galaxy will travel to Kansas City. They're unbeaten. Their unbeaten record, 1-0-3, up against Kansas City's unbeaten 1-0-3 record. Mr. Galaxy, it is your team versus your curse. Except you're actually 3 out of 4. So is there a curse? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
what say you?
When I was thinking about this game, I had no idea of SKC's record this season, even with the betting. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
So I haven't been paying attention. I do think Galaxy is growing into a good road team. They do well on the road for the last 4 games. Well, not 4 games. They haven't played the road in the last.
They haven't played,
games, but you know what I mean.
2 games.
Yeah, and in this season so far is what I mean. I think they could do well. Again, I don't know how SKC has been. They are my curse, so I'm going to go safe. And then, since what Lewis said, they're basically equaled records, so this makes sense. A draw, confidence of 1.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that the Galaxy might do better on the road here, but then I thought, well, it's Kansas City. Kansas City, for whatever reason, I think always gives us a hard time. And given that there's a record on the unbeaten record on the line, and given that We're going to be down Gassadis for the next game. I don't think that one's getting rescinded the way that Mark Delgado's red card got rescinded.
No, that is not.
No. We've got,
I don't think they're even going to apply for it. They're not going to apply for it.
They've got some guys on yellow card watch. I think that this is a heavy rotation game, and I'm going to give this one to Kansas City, confidence of 3.
I don't see this as a heavy rotation game. There's literally only one player that you have to.
I think Peck starts.
Change.
I think Peck starts. I think Miguel Keep Berry better. Starts.
I think Berry starts.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think Brugman Peck starts. Better.
Brugman can start, but Cerrillo's been great.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean,
it might be Cerrillo and Brugman.
I don't see the point of doing that at this moment when you actually have consistency. The Galaxy have started the same starting lineup.
That's going to change. That is guaranteed to change because they don't have guys.
I guess this is a good game. I guess this is a good game to do some slight changes, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure Peck starts yet. I think maybe another game. Honestly, I kind of feel like he might start Elliott. That's where I'm like thinking. That's just me personally.
LAFC. I want him to start now because he is not a super. Let's talk on the regular show. Listen to the regular show. Give your pick. God damn it.
Galaxy undefeated. Asterisk. Kansas City undefeated. I'm not sure. Galaxy struggle against Kansas City, and they definitely struggle in Kansas City. That's been a thing for a while now. It's not just it wasn't just like the Vanna years. It wasn't just the Klein years. I think it dated back to the Bruce Arena years, if I'm recalled correctly. There's something about Kansas
that
City.
That might date back to Arrowhead Stadium years.
It could very well be back to Arrowhead Stadium years, to be honest. We do struggle over there. The Galaxy, I don't fear Kansas City, and this team has shown that, you know, it can compete, you know, and I don't look at this game and say, damn, there's just no way we're going to lose this. I mean, I'm sorry, there's no way that we're going to win this. There's no way we can salvage a point. We're going to get beat bad. We're going to need a lot of luck just to score that point. I don't see that happening. But, you know, for different factors, you know, it's hard to say that the Galaxy have a really good chance of winning this game. I do think they have a chance. But I think just the way things are going, it's a little hard to pull the trigger on this one. That, and let's just try this. Let's just try the reverse jinx here, because I think a point in Kansas City is good. It depends on how the performance is. If you if you're taking 20 shots and 19 of them are saved by the keeper, and you end up drawing 1-1 when they took one shot and it went in, we got a problem. But let's try to reverse jinx this to see if we can get some sort of points in this match. Kansas City for the win, and I'm locking it. That does it for us here in week number 5. As always, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We're really, really, really trying to do better here, guys. We're not doing this on purpose. This is David and Bobby signing off.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.